All right. Little Matthew McConaughey to open up the Misguided Shenanigans podcast today. Felt like it. Felt good. You know? How's everybody doing? It's Wednesday. It's good to be back in the saddle, brother. It's our second one back. Third one back. So it's nice to be back in the saddle and chit-chatting with our folks again. Man, lots going on, both personal and work-wise. It's just been a fucking shit show, man. You know, what are you going to do?
That's right. Just take it a day at a time. Control what you can control.
That's right. So welcome back, guys. Misguided Shenanigans podcast. Of course, my name is Nick. With me, my brother from another mother, my West Coast brother from another mother, Finney. On the other
side, right.
Beautiful, brand new. We're trying out a brand new thing here. Zencaster. I'm excited about this.
Me too.
Excited about it. Everything sounds pretty good so far. Video looks good. So we'll see how it goes. But no, welcome back, kids. Got a few things to talk about today that may interest you. So go ahead and kick us off there, Finney.
I think I want to start kind of on a topic we were talking about last week, which was Amber Heard. And,
lead with this.
I mean, I think it's just a good follow up from our conversation.
Sure.
So I saw an article today. It was talking about her running time in Aquaman 2. And after editing, it had been cut down to where she has right at or less than 10 minutes in the movie, in the whole entire movie. That's it. That's all she has.
Well, I'm pretty sure that petition hit like 3 million or something stupid, like just a stupid number of people that want her written out of that movie completely. And they wanted, Daenerys Targaryen. Emilia Clarke. They wanted her to step in as, which I would not be opposed to. I think that'd be a fantastic choice. Big fan of hers anyway, just from Game of Thrones.
I think she'd add more depth to the character, too. And I also liked her in Terminator. Was it Genesis that she was in?
Oh, I don't know. I remember her in Solo.
Yeah, she was in one of the Terminator movies and did phenomenal. I think she'd add more depth to the character in Aquaman, to be honest. I don't think Amber Heard has any depth. She's playing herself in a lot of the movies.
Yeah, well, I mean, she, you know. I don't know. I've never really dug her anyway. And then, of course, with the whole Johnny Depp thing, like, I'm a Depp fan. Now, I'm not saying they're not both fucking nuts, because I'm pretty sure they're both fucking crazy, but she sounds a little bit more out there than he is.
He's crazy, but he's not abusive crazy. So he's just an odd bird that likes his drugs.
Right.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting to see how, it was just cut out and they chopped it down. So, like, you know, serves you right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially in a world like we live in now with social media and, of course, they're broadcasting the trial live on TV. Or at least I've been watching it on Facebook because I have a TV right there, but I don't have cable. So I couldn't watch it, but so I watched it on Facebook. But you know, with the world we're living in, man, I mean, you can watch it anywhere. So people are going to have their opinions, Twitter, all that shit. So, I don't disagree with it. I think, you know, get out. Nobody really likes you anyway. Put Emilia Clarke in there. I'll be happy.
There you go. Have you seen the new trailer for, was it House of the Dragon?
Yeah, on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks very interesting. I'm in. You'll get me for a few episodes or a season.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Cautiously optimistic, though, because Game of Thrones was just so good.
Well, it was so good, and then the ending was so bad that it's, you know, it's a 50-50 shot, man. Like, it's either going to be really, really good, or it's just going to be complete trash.
Yeah.
We have no idea. So, but the trailer looks good, man. I'm excited for that. I think is that this year it's coming out?
Is that one in the summer? Or is that one in September? Man, there's so many stuff coming out. I think.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
I think that one may be coming out in like a month or so or something like that. I think it may be June.
Oh, okay. Oh, June.
Or maybe it's September. Maybe September. It's probably September.
We can fact check it later. I know I'm excited for Obi-Wan. That one's coming out May 27th. Yeah. So that's the weekend of my big birthday. So I'll be spending the 27th watching that for sure.
Hey, you'll be Obi-ing it one up.
I guess. Yes.
That didn't come out how I wanted it.
Listen, it was a valiant effort, and we applaud you for that. So no biggie.
Yep. Yeah, there we go.
No applause. Well, no applause there.
Speaking of spinoffs, that 70s show is getting a kind of a reboot, but a more of a spinoff reboot type of thing with that 90s show. That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be great. Are you kidding me? It's the original cast minus Masterson, because he got in trouble for whatever the hell it is he got in trouble for, because he got kicked off the ranch.
Yeah.
Which was a great show with Ashton Kutcher and
Elliot.
Sam Elliott. Yep. So that was a great show. But all original cast. I mean, everybody's coming back. Mom, dad, all the kids, except for obviously him. So I'm excited to see what they do with it, man. I mean, that's what, 20 years later. So
I imagine they'll probably write him as going to jail or something, like end up like his father or something like that. Wasn't his dad in jail or something in the original series?
I think so. I don't think they're going to write him in at all. I wouldn't if I were them. I would just kind of.
No, I don't mean write him in, but I mean, you almost have to talk about what happened to Hyde, right? Because he was such a big part of the original. So I think at some point where they have to address it, kind of like what they do with Full House or Fuller House. Like, oh, we're the twins. Oh, they're busy in New York with their careers or something.
Oh, see, I didn't watch that, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I wonder if they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, wind up in jail like his dad, something like that. I don't know.
I mean, maybe they will. You know, like you said, he was a huge character. We'll see. We'll see.
What's even more ridiculous about his story is, dude gets all these accusations that come up, and there seems to be proof behind it, and then he gets in trouble for more things since then.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you were already in trouble. Like, what makes you think it's okay to keep doing this stuff?
Yeah, I know, man. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's the money. Maybe it's just a mental thing. Who knows, man? I don't know. You know, it's sad that he was a big part of the show, and it would have been great to see. I wanted to see him finish out the ranch, because that was one of, like, Lisa and I watched that show religiously. It was a great show.
He did a good job playing the character. He did a solid job. Like, I liked Rooster as a character. I thought, yeah, that was a shame. And then they really didn't end it very well either, I don't think.
I'm trying to, it's been so long since I've seen the end. I don't.
They went through where Colt is all like upset about him and wanting revenge. And
that's right. That's right. Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was like the Ozark season, you know, series finale. I don't know.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm still midway through. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, wow. Okay. We just finished it yesterday. So yeah. I would advise you, if you have not seen this show, start from season one, episode one, and watch it all the way through, because the second half of the last season is, well, every season is great. I thought they topped it off pretty well. Pretty well.
It reminds me of, Ozark reminds me of Sons of Anarchy, The Shield, Breaking Bad, Justified, like those types of shows where it's a story about actions and consequences.
Yeah.
And you see train wreck after train wreck after train wreck.
Yep.
And then the ending, just, you see the wheels come off and everything fall apart, and you're just waiting to see who's left standing at the end.
Yep. Yep.
And it's always surprising, because you'll see people you think will die, and it'll be like, well, that is an awesome ending, but how the hell did they survive?
Right.
It's usually what happens with those.
Right. Yep. And it's, well, let's move on. We'll move on, since you haven't seen it.
Yep. All right. Maybe next episode we'll get into that one.
Okay.
All right. So tragic news today. I think you've got some tragic news. Well, this happened. It'll be last week by the time this airs, but
yeah, it's
just something we want to take a moment to honor and reflect on. So I'll let you take this one away.
Yeah, no, I mean, for all of you big comic book fans out there, if you're like myself, comic nerd, we lost George Perez. Like you said, I think it would be last week by the time this airs, maybe 2 weeks. Very famous artist. I mean, did covers for, I think probably, most famous for the new Teen Titans, which I think debuted back in the 70s-ish, I think. But, you know, just a big, big loss in the comic world. I think he was fighting cancer and fought it for a long time. In fact, CGC, the comic grading company, was actually doing stuff. Because he knew he was dying, he had some sort of deal with them where if fans sent their books in, he would sign as many as he could, kind of before his passing. So that was kind of a cool thing. They eventually had to stop that because he got so sick, but just kind of a sad news for us comic book nerds out there. You know, all of our conventions, you know, I think I told you before we hit record, Dragon Con's going to do a memoriam. I think Comic Con's going to do one as well. So look out for all those at all the conventions. Big news, but at least he's not suffering, you know? So RIP, bud. We'll be able to enjoy his artwork for a long, long time.
That's very sad news. Like, I have heard of George Perez, but not as knowledgeable as you are about, like, what he did or who he created to. In all honesty, like, I think the only comic artist that I really know would be Frank Miller. I know his work.
Yep.
From the Batman stuff he did, but also because he did the Dark Knight series, right? Yep. And then he also did Sin City, and yeah, those, which I think were amazing, and I loved his style. And then, of course, the creator of Spawn.
Oh yeah, Todd McFarlane. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? He's still one of my favorites. Every time I can get my hands on a McFarlane cover, I'm doing it, because that's what I've started doing. Right. So I stopped collecting series for the most part, because I just can't afford to pay, you know, a lot of these series are weekly series, so I can't afford that. So at this point I'm going for artwork. So I'm looking for certain artists, you know, that I'm liking right now. Clayton Crane's one of them. He's one of my favorites to date. But you know, so I'm going for more or less cool looking covers to collect and shit like that, just because it's getting expensive. I mean, it wasn't, you know, even probably 2-3 years ago, it wasn't as expensive as it is now, to buy a comic. So, I'm just going for the collectible issues, I guess.
Well, I mean, I remember buying comics at the store for like 50 cents, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Or you could go and when they're running sales, you get like 20 for a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now it's like, sheesh, man. Like,
well, they're between anywhere, I think like $4.99 to, you know, depending on the issue and the series. I mean, you could get up to, you know, probably for a single issue. This wouldn't be for like a, you know, a combined issue book, like a hardcover, you know, probably anywhere from $4 to 10 or 12, you know, depending on the issue. So, and then if you want a variant cover, you know, there's like 1 in 25s, there's 1 in 50s, there's 1 in 100s, there's 1 in 25s. Some of them are going for, you know, hundreds of dollars, which I don't go for those, just FYI. But, you know, anyways, I just wanted to bring up George, cause that was kind of a big loss in my world anyway, for the comics.
So for the next part of the show, I want to go over kind of some random, like, goofy things that are out there. And I think the perfect segue into this next part is there is a really cool comic store in Orlando.
Really?
And its name is Gods and Monsters. And this is the most ingenious idea ever. Whoever thought of this is amazing. Okay. It's a comic book store with a bar in the back.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
Game changing, right? Go in, want to read some comics, do a little bit of shopping, go to the back, get you a beer, flip open your books, like whatever the case may be.
You know, the only problem I see with that is you don't want to touch a comic with wet hands, you know, with wet fingers. If you've got it in a plastic sleeve, you don't want to, you know what I mean? So
the koozie could help there.
But that's a fantastic idea. That's something I've never seen before. We don't have that in Nashville, that's for sure.
I was scrolling through the black hole known as TikTok, and or in California, as they refer to it as the TikTok, because everything has a D in front of it. But I came across it. I'm like, what? It's a comic store with a bar in it. And I was like, this is amazing. This is amazing. So
is it, you go in and buy comics, or they just have comics laid out for you to read?
No. It's a comic book store.
It's a shop.
And then you go into a back room, and the front store is kind of small, but then you go into the back room and it's this bar.
That's dope. Sign me up.
Right?
Sign me up.
Genius.
I'll drive back to Orlando for that. Actually, that's fucking false. That's false. I wouldn't go to Orlando for anything.
Not even Disney again?
Nope.
Universal? No?
Nope. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, but in Orlando, like, that's going to be a tourist attraction too. Like, how many comic book fans will be like, dude, we got to stop at that bar and have a beer?
Oh, how many non-comic book fans are going to do it? They're going to do it just to say they did it.
That's true. That's true.
Are you kidding me? I mean, up here, I live in the land of breweries, man. I have a brewery within, I think the closest brewery I have to my house is like a quarter mile. You know what I mean? And then it's out to like 0.7 miles. And then there's another one a mile out. And then there's another one 3 miles out. Like, it's brewery central, but they don't have comic books in them. That'd be awesome.
Dude, that you know what? There you go. Open up your own brewery with a comic shop.
Well, if there's any brewers out there, Lord knows I don't do it.
Get you one of those homebrew kits.
Yeah, right in my bathtub. Delicious.
All right, next on the list, we've got...
Gross.
This woman went to a Metallica concert recently. And right as they're starting to perform Enter Sandman, she gives birth to her child.
How perfect is
it? I mean...
perfect is that?
At that point, do you name your kid Sandman?
100% yes.
Or you can name him Adam? Adam Sandler, the Sandman?
No. You name your child Sandman. I would name...
I mean, you almost have to.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it. I'd be curious.
Or Lars or James.
You need to follow up. Or what? Bartles and James? What?
Lars Ulrich or James.
I thought you said Bartles and James. Bartles and James was like a wine cooler back in like the 80s.
Dude, so no.
If they're drinking wine coolers in a Metallica show, somebody got their ass whooped. I guarantee it.
No, like Lars, James, you know?
Sure. I like Sandman personally. That's what I'd go with. I mean, how kick-ass would it be to have your first name Sandman? Sandman Walker, what up? Just saying.
That's true.
I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat. Nobody would tell me no.
Nobody's going to mess with that kid. Because either they're going to know why your name is Sandman, and you're cool with all the metalheads, or... everybody's going to wonder why you're named the Sandman, and they're going to be scared shitless.
Yeah, because maybe you bury your bodies in the sand, you know? You never know.
Although, if it's a girl, kind of sounds like a stripper name.
Well, you probably wouldn't name your girl Sandman.
So it'd have to be a boy.
Yeah.
But then what do you name her if it's a girl?
I don't have a fucking clue. I don't have any girls, bro. I don't know. You don't have girls either. I couldn't tell you. You know what? If you guys want to throw something in the YouTube chat or the
on the website.
Yeah, on the website.
Send us a mail.
Yes, which I don't think we've actually promoted yet on Facebook. I need to do that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We need to.
Yeah.
We need links and stuff.
Yep. Yep. Maybe I'll do that tonight while I drink more beers.
So I'm sure our listeners can hear that. If it is, it's my kids screaming in the background. So I'm going to take a momentary pause real quick.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, I'm back.
That was quick.
Like a flash.
Yeah, it was a quick pause, man. You know, sometimes you just got to shut the door, dude.
You know?
Shut the front door. I do know. I do know.
Well, what happened was I actually shut the door. They just opened it. So sometimes you have to lock the door.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. No, that's good stuff, man. Yeah, I... go ahead.
With your kids, do you ever run into this where... They don't want anything to do with you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to spend time with you. Nothing, right? You don't even hear a peep out of them. You get on the phone, and it's like, Dad, Dad. Or they're fighting, or they're arguing with somebody, or they're being loud and playing with a lot of talk. It's like, dude, you had like 3 hours, and now you're coming to me when I'm on the phone.
Yep. Yep.
What is that?
You know, since he's in school, we don't have that anymore, but yes, it did used to be that way. It did.
Like, why? Why? I still can't fathom why. It's like, why pick now?
Kids have impeccable timing.
They do.
They have impeccable timing. You know, I mean, it's not one thing, it's another, man. You know what I mean?
You know, that's true.
Won't go any farther than that right now.
All right. So next random fun little quirky thing. Well, maybe this isn't fun considering the topic, but Lake Mead in Vegas going through a severe drought. And Lake Mead's fed in by the Colorado River. It's called Colorado River Reservoir. And there's parts where that used to be underwater. It's like bare land now.
Okay.
So water levels have shrunk down, and they found some barrels, and one of those barrels contained a body.
Human?
Human. A human body.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Very interesting. And now the conspiracy theorists are running wild talking about, could it be from the mob? Because it's in Vegas. And one of the conspiracies was that, could it be Jimmy Hoffa?
You know, and we talked about this before we hit record. It could be possible. Obviously, it could be possible. But I just don't see them pulling him out of a bar in Detroit or a restaurant in Detroit and then driving him to Vegas to throw him in Lake Mead. But you never know, man. The mob did some crazy shit. Who knows?
They did. Like, I don't see them killing him and then
driving from Detroit to Las Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, unless they were going to get a lot of heat and knew that they were going to be looking everywhere for him. I mean, I guess they knew they were going to get some heat and stuff, but I don't think they realized it was as big as what it was.
Yeah.
And where everybody would look for him. Part of me thinks it's like, okay, but then if you wanted to talk to him, and you take him out to Vegas and the casinos and all that and everything out there, and you have the conversation with him, and you don't like your answer, and then you pop him off and put him in a barrel and dump him in a lake.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I see their point. I see their point. But they're like, oh, is it a hit from a mob boss? Is it, you know, is it Jimmy Hoffa? And there's all these conspiracies that are coming. Now people are like, what else can we find? So they're actually going out there and looking for other bodies or other things.
As well they should, because you never know, man. I mean, if it's that much of a drought, there's no telling what you'll find. There's no telling.
I mean, that's a major drought. That's a severe drought. Like, can you imagine? Okay, the thing had to sink and nobody would find it for years.
Right. Right.
How deep was that water at that end to where now it's like nothing?
Yeah. No, that's insane. And, you know, I want to shift gears, but I want to stay in the conspiracy theory thing. because this does involve like UFOs, extraterrestrials, and all that shit. I read somewhere the other day, and forgive me for not remembering where, but oh, I think it was Twitter. Of all fucking places, fucking Twitter. I don't usually do Twitter, but I saw this come up on my feed. I was like, all right, I'm going to look at this. And apparently the government is going to have meetings on unidentified flying objects. And they're going to release, quote unquote, release information. But the problem I have with that is they're not going to give us the whole shebang. They're going to say, yes, this is an unidentified flying object. Silence. That's all we're going to get. That's all we're going to get. If we get more, that'd be great. But I just don't see it, man. I don't see him blowing this thing wide open.
I don't know. I think there's a big difference because you have some heavy hitters now in the UFO community that weren't there before. You've got Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
Linked to Angels and Airwaves. And he's got friends in the military and in the government that he partners with. He's got connections.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, in the 60s and 70s, people were frightened of aliens. Now it seems like people want to meet aliens.
Right.
And with us wanting to travel to Mars and everything and the SpaceX program and all that that's going on. And we talked about that too.
Yeah.
I feel like this is all kind of leading down the same journey now. But you've got where, you know, we probably are in a space where we need to talk about it or comfortable with talking about it. So we may get more transparency and more information than we've seen before.
I'm hoping. Because I mean, this is one of my favorite things in the world is UFOs, aliens, wormholes, you know, shit like that. It's one of my favorite things. I mean, I've said it a million times. The Skywalker Ranch series that History Channel put out.
Yeah, I watched season 2 of that.
Fantastic. So did I. Fantastic. I just love it. I love it.
Do I believe in aliens? I gotta have a completely different theory on that. But I will say, I think that you see things in history and you see things like the pyramids and stuff. And depending on how you read into that, it could be viewed as aliens are being visited. And I think it's a very interesting topic. I think there's some nut jobs out there that believe some crazy things that probably never happen.
Yep.
But then I also believe that people have seen something that they can't explain. And what does that look like?
Right.
I also like the stuff like talking about like the lost city of Atlantis.
Yeah, man.
Because you know, there was something there, some type of civilization.
Yeah.
But which civilization were they talking about? Where was it located and all that? Or, you know, there's all these, man, you can go down so many wormholes with some of this. Maybe we should do those as some episodes.
Oh, I think so. I think so. I mean, I think we got the most feedback, to be honest with you, on our The Truth Is Out There episode. So if you guys like kind of alien talk and shit like that, go back and listen to The Truth Is Out There episode. That was early on in the podcast. But we had some pretty good information, and I think I want to try to find a guest too. We can talk about this offline because the listeners don't want to hear this shit. But we may
get a reputable guest.
Yeah, I may try to find a couple of guests to bring in to talk on the subject. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I do too. And I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We will have a disinformation czar now.
Yeah.
So they're wanting to get the truth out there and the accurate truth, and maybe we will get more accurate things about aliens.
As accurate as the government will give us. My hopes are not high. They're not high, but regardless, I digress. But we are about that 30-minute mark, man. So I think let's go ahead and wrap this baby up tight like a fucking Christmas present.
Man, my head went a way different direction when you said that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, as I was saying it, could be the beers I've drank before this. Another thing about it. So, but no, guys, listen, thanks a lot for listening. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
check out our website.
Yeah, I'll check out the website. I'll be posting that. By the time this airs, it'll be posted. So check that out. We've got a email subscription thing that that we've put on the website that will be able to send you guys emails of our new shows when we post them. So lots of good stuff going on, man. I'm excited to really get this thing kicked off. Summer's going to be great. May have a little comic edition on May 21st. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, man, I'm super excited. Great to be back in the saddle for sure.
Most definitely. And with that being said, we will not share your information because,
correct,
like all these companies, we are not down with those types of shenanigans. All other shenanigans are fine, but don't give out our stuff. I don't need 18 people telling me about my vehicle's expired warranty.
Exactly. And that won't happen.
Nope.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Sounds good.
Later. Bye.